This podcast is brought to you by Touch a Life.
Hello, listeners. I am your host, Jayashree, and you're listening to Tile Radio, powered by Touch a Life Foundation. As a part of providing you with inspiring and informative content, today we have Mrs. Vishnu Prabha, a multidisciplinary artist. Vishnu Prabha is a self-taught multidisciplinary artist from South India, now residing in the US, drawing inspiration from spirituality, mythology, traditional art forms, and nature. Her work reflects a deep connection to her roots and the world around her. Through constant practice and study, she has honed her skills in various Indian forms, art forms, especially infusing each piece with her heart and soul. Art isn't just a hobby for her, it's her way of life, a journey where she finds joy in the creative process and expresses her emotions and experiences through her art. Without any further ado, let's welcome Mrs. Vishnu Prabha onto our show. Hello, Mrs. Vishnu Prabha. Thank you for joining us on Tile Radio.
Hello, Jayashree ji. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you?
Thank you so much for this opportunity, Tile Radio. Yeah.
Wonderful. It's our pleasure, because having artists like you who's working on multiple issues, not just the aesthetic part of it, but also the message part of art, is definitely a boon. I truly believe that. And we are glad to have you on our show to share about the same details.
Thank you so much.
Okay. So for my first question to you, I'd like to ask you, what got you into art?
Okay. So this is my passion. This has been my way of life, I should say. I was doing it from my childhood. I don't even remember when I started this. My grandmother used to say, make her sit and draw for me. Then I used to copy that. That made me happy. And then everything is drawing for me. Whatever I remember till now, I was drawing throughout my life. So this is my passion and way of life, I would say. Yeah.
Absolutely wonderful. Was there any specific inspiration that you had?
Inspiration, I would say, great masters. I enjoy looking at works of great masters, especially intricate works like Ravi Verma paintings. And then when you come to the West, it would be Rembrandt and Da Vinci paintings, all those. So I like the emotions, and then I like the realism part from it. I used to replicate them being a self-taught artist, I used to replicate the works of great masters. So that made me happy and improve my work. And that's how I started. So I would say they are masters over my inspirations. That's it. Yeah.
Absolutely wonderful. So from whatever you have said, I believe that you have been drawing since the age you started speaking. That is how you said.
Yes.
And it's really wonderful, because art is an expressive form, we all know. And for you to communicate through your drawings is absolutely wonderful. I really appreciate. Having understood your inspiration for art and your passion for art, would you take our listeners into a deep informative dive about your art forms that you usually do? Because as I mentioned, you are into multiple arts.
Yes.
Art forms, in drawing especially, what I mean. And you use multiple mediums as well. So please introduce our audience to your art culture.
Sure. As everybody, I started with traditional mediums, pencil and paper is enough for any artist to create. And slowly I enjoyed explore various other mediums oils, acrylics, and then watercolors. So everything had a different feel and emotion, to as an artist as well as to the viewers. So I explored every medium, I would say. And then, these things, the traditional mediums are always special for any viewer as well as an artist. And right now I'm exploring into the digital medium as well. So this digital medium has, I would say, increased my productivity. So I'm able to draw whenever I want and wherever I want. And whenever I feel like drawing, I just take my iPad and sit and draw that. That is the only thing I've achieved in a digital medium, I would say. Whereas the traditional mediums are always special, as and it is time taking, and then the textures and everything speaks. So I keep it a practice, like I practice both the mediums regularly so that we can evolve ourselves. That's it. Yeah.
Absolutely wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. And having understood your mediums of art, mm-hmm. please walk us through the concepts that you use for your art pieces.
Definitely. Yeah. So earlier, I used to work on like every subjects, I would say, like subjects like sceneries, landscapes, those things. And mostly I like to draw people. That is realism. I like to draw people, emotions. And then the intricacies of like architectural details from in all those stuffs I like to draw. And then as I progressed, I found my style, like to tell a story with my art. So I started reading lots of stuff. I wanted to bring that in pictorial form. Like I have done like stories in pictorial forms like Thirupavai, and I enjoyed it. Now I'm into illustration, I would say, like more of illustrating the verses. So my aim is to represent words in pictorial form. So that is what I'm doing right now. Like I would say I'm working on Nalaira Divya Prabandham, the Yuveda of for an Yuveda thing. So which is like unique and which is one of a kind, because there are artists who have done that. But I wanted to do in my style, the pictorial form of the Vedas, the pasurams and the songs of Vedas. So I started that. For the past 2 years, I'm working on that. So I started working in different subjects, but right now I'm creating stories with my works. So that is what I wanted to say. So if I found myself like enjoying creating stories with my art.
Absolutely beautiful. And to read pictures is definitely a creative task. Not everybody can read pictures, but with your wonderful art, you are actually inculcating such beautiful habits in children as well, because I understand you also work on illustrations for yes. children books. So that's actually a beautiful idea to make children interested into arts like this.
Yes.
Would you please tell us a little about your venture as an illustrating artist? For children books, especially.
Yeah, this part, like illustrating, has been, I'm doing it only for the past 2 years, I would say. Like I'm working on a website, like for a website. It is on Nalaira Divya Prabandham. So that is going on. And many books, they are using my illustrations, like for book covers, and then shorter versions, like, and then one of them have used for verses, like poems, their poems. So it's ongoing. Yeah, it's I'm just trying it. Yeah, this is my new path, I should say.
Very, very much. Very beautiful, actually, because artists are definitely soft souls. They have this beautiful imagination of, you know, conveying that particular message. And this is really wonderful to know about you. And you have also initially mentioned that you work with your art on creating awareness for certain social issues as well.
Yes.
So would you please walk us through that?
Yes. Here in St. Louis, we have juried art shows. Like so I used to participate in the art shows where they want to create awareness. I've done an artwork for Alzheimer's, and that I won an award for that, People's Choice Award, and which was a milestone for me, I would say. So like such awareness art is very heart touching, and like it is like for a viewer as well as for a creator. So getting the inspiration or sources from various like Alzheimer's patients, I would say, or is like the people who are taking care of them get, I mean, it was tough creating the art, but still, as it is an awareness art, it was like soulful experience.
Definitely.
So that I would say is a milestone for me here in a juried art show. And then here, our culture, I promote our culture here in US. Like telling stories from our ancient history, historical stories, and then the epics. Like sometimes here there is an event cover in religious as well, and then people from various religions also come over and display their works on their religions. I have done our works, and especially the Ramayana paintings and everything. They received well. It was so good too, because spiritual is, I would say, being a spiritual person, so it is interesting to know other religions as well, like so good. So it was nice. It is an experience.
Absolutely wonderful. It's really great to know your work and how you have carried your art in multiple directions, definitely. So moving further, I would want to ask you about, how do you see art in today's world as an artist yourself?
Yeah, I would say anyone can draw. It is not like, it's just a practice and patience, like and the interest towards your craft will achieve the whatever stage you are. So, but in today's world with AI coming and everything, especially being a digital artist too, I'm not sure like how it would tell the exact emotion that an artist feels. But still, we have to cope up with the fast-growing world, and we have to move on to with the changes coming. So adapting to it, you have to be on par to it. Just practice whatever you feel like, keep creating. That is the thing I would say.
Wonderful. And how do you think art can help people?
Yes, that's a good question. I'm not a socializing person. I'm an indoor person, I would say. But then art is keeps me going. So it's so keeps me calm, focused on the everything. So, and for children today, they should all definitely have an art form, practice an art form, the society, everything. To keep them calm, to keep them focused, I would say everybody should have an art, practice of art form, or because that is a way of expression, and that will be a thing. I'm not sure how to put it in words again. It's a thing, only you can feel it.
Yes, absolutely. Because art is feed for the soul, definitely.
Yes, you got it right. Yeah.
So, it's feed for the soul.
It is not the quality of what you make. It's just what you make is the thing, I would say. And slowly you will get there. Yeah.
Wonderful. With the practice. So even without, trying to make it as a career path or of any of that sort, you can still enjoy art. You can still, enjoy the peace that it gives you.
Exactly.
And definitely, because I have read somewhere that the brush strokes wipe away your sadness. I've read it somewhere. And it actually stayed with me for quite some time, because I cannot draw. I really feel sad that I cannot draw, because I don't know, for some strange reason I always have these weird curves and straight lines and stuff, but I still enjoy it. I really love coloring. I take these books which are pre-prepped drawings where you can just have to be color.
That is also an art, I would say, because for you to look at what color will go where, and that is an art. That's it.
So that is what I'm trying to say, because art gives you a lot of peace, a lot of calmness.
Yes.
It makes you still, it calms your agitated mind. Mm-hmm. And stuff. And I would also ask you about art being a form of therapy. What is your take on that, of art being a form of therapy?
Yes, definitely. This, I have helped, I would not say helped, whatever, with my little knowledge, I've given exercises, drawing exercises to artistic children here, in and around friend circle and people who know me. I've created exercises, drawing exercises for them, which has helped them. So to that extent, art is a therapy. It is therapeutic. The art forms like mandalas are examples for such things. So you just take a pen and a paper, or any marker or pencil, whatever. You just keep drawing lines, scribbles. That will also calm your mind or keep you focused. So when you said, I do not know drawing, it is not required at all. But a brush stroke will wash away your sorrow. You say, yes, that's the right word. Or like that gives a sort of enjoyment or like a pleasure, even to an artistic kid. Those who are in spectrum or they when they draw, they feel happy. And their parents, when they come and talk to me, like it has helped them. And then I feel happy too. So like I used to work on drawing exercises, like putting in a circle inside that, just scribbling. That also is an artwork and a therapeutic.
Yeah, definitely as a therapy. And art is definitely, you know, a form to give you happiness, to mm-hmm. give you a lot of calmness. Yes. Also therapeutic, definitely. And with you being a multidisciplinary artist and working with a very broad spectrum of concepts, what is your message to all the artists out there?
Yeah, I would say like find what you are, like what makes you the most happiest person while working on a subject. So that is what you are, I would say. So proceed with that. At the same time, always keep exploring the other subjects too. We don't know. We cannot stop in one subject. So you just keep exploring. At the same time, find your soul where it drags you. Always, like for me, like I want to try different subjects and different, but again something drags me back to other one. So that is where my heart lies in. But still I keep exploring, because every day is a learning for me. Every art that I create is a learning for me. The next art piece will be a little bit better than what I created yesterday. So that's a practice, and so you evolve every day. So enjoy that. That is the one thing I would say. Yeah.
Wonderfully said. Wonderfully said. And your words are definitely as beautiful as the paintings that I'm looking at. Very, very well done. And I really appreciate your time for us today.
Thank you so much.
And thank you so much for sharing your story with us.
Thank you. Thank you so much for this opportunity. And it was wonderful chatting with you, Jayashree. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. So all our listeners out there, that was Mrs. Vishnu Prabha for you all. I will link up her Instagram account in the description. Definitely do check that out. Her paintings are absolutely divine, I should say that. So that is Mrs. Vishnu Prabha for you all today. And you're listening to Tal Radio, powered by Touch a Life Foundation. This is your joyful Jayashree signing off for today. Stay tuned and keep learning.
You have just listened to Tal Radio Podcast. For more podcasts, visit www.touchalife.org.